It's okay.
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you today.
我这个礼拜都在生病，所以声音有点沙哑，对不起啊。
He's been sick all week, so he sounds a little nasally.
今天是一个特别的日子。
Today's a really special day.
在好几年前，我参加了一个小组查经的聚会。
Many years ago, I was in a Bible study group.
我们当时正在讨论这个耶稣出生的这段故事。
And we were talking about the birth of Christ.
那有位弟兄突然他提问道。
One brother asked.
他说是不是当时因为大家都忙着回家过圣诞节，所以呢旅店里面住满了人。
Were the hotels really full because everyone was trying to go home for Christmas?
所以呢耶稣就只能就在旅店里面找不到房子，只能出生在一个马棚里面。
And so Christ had to be born in a stable instead.
虽然有点离题万丈，但是想想这个问题挺有意思的。
This was actually a really good question.
因为那正是圣诞节的由来。
Because that is actually the origin of Christmas.
所以呢，今天是圣诞节的前一天。
So today is Christmas Eve.
所以在这里特别祝贺大家圣诞快乐，新年蒙福。
So I'd like to wish everyone a happy Christmas and a happy New Year.
很高兴在这样的一个特殊的日子里面，能够与大家共聚一堂，来到神的殿堂当中，一起来敬拜他。
And I'm really happy that we can all be together today so that we can praise God together.
让我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's all pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our God in heaven.
我们感谢你赐给我们你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
We thank you for providing your only son, Jesus Christ.
你的爱在此就向我们显明。
Your love is proclaimed for us.
我们祈求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。我们祈求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
We pray that your Holy Spirit be among us today.
让我们对你的爱做出反思。
So that we can reflect on your love even better.
做出回应。
So that we can reflect.
让我们能够更加像你。
So we can be more like you.
所以这些奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
说起圣诞节，我们很容易想到的是什么呢？
So speaking of Christmas, what really comes to mind?
很自然我们会想到很多的圣诞礼物，是不是呢？
Naturally, we might all think of Christmas presents, right?
不用我多说，我想最近大家一定看到不少关于要购买圣诞礼物的这样的一些广告，是不是？
I think we've all seen a lot of advertisements for Christmas gifts.
在美国的许多的商家平时都是冷冷清清的。
Normally, American stores are all pretty slow.
但他们之所以能够维持下去，主要的就是靠圣诞期间的这个销售。
But a lot of their profits come from this holiday season.
有很多的大的商铺，圣诞的销售占了他们全年营业额的30%以上。
In fact, 30% of their yearly profit comes from Christmas.
所以难怪他们一定要一直在鼓动我们要去多购买这些圣诞礼物，是不是呢？
So no wonder we're receiving so much encouragement to buy all these gifts.
但是人到底为什么要送圣诞礼物呢？
But why do we give gifts in the first place?
追根寻底，应该是跟那些东方博士带着礼物去见出生以后不久的耶稣而源自于那个传统的。
Technically, this tradition should come from the wise men giving gifts to baby Jesus.
但是今天我们送圣诞礼物有丝毫想到基督吗？
But today, do we really think of Jesus that much when we're exchanging gifts?
今天的圣诞礼物已经沦为是一种纯粹的商业的潮流。
Today, gift giving is more of a commercial trend.
很多时候我们自己也没有多想。
We often go with this flow too.
反正别人都这样做，我们也就随大流了。
Everyone else is doing it, so let's do it too.
这也正是那些贪婪的商家们希望我们所做的。
And this is actually what these businesses want you to do.
只要你打开钱包，花钱买礼物就好了，想那么多干什么呢？
They'll do anything to get you to open your wallet.
他们要我们注重的，要我们想到的就是这个节。
They want you to think of only the holiday.
而完全淡化这个圣诞的意义。
And forget the Christ part of things.
更有甚者呢，在今天的美国的这个主体潮流里面。 甚至是连圣诞节这个词都不能说。
Even worse, in modern society, it can be taboo to even mention Christ in Christmas.
因为要说圣诞节，从英文的拼写里面，你要说圣诞节，首先就要说到基督。
And a lot of times you can't even say Christmas because the word contains Christ.
所以呢，很多时候他们会鼓动我们要用其他的词来取代圣诞节。
So they'll use other words to substitute.
比如说用 Xmas.
For example, using Xmas instead of Christmas.
或者是在我们在祝贺别人的用的这些贺语里面不能说圣诞快乐只能说节日快乐
or only allowing people to say happy holidays instead of merry christmas
我们面对的就是这样的一个社会的潮流
so we are faced with this kind of environment today
所以面对这样的一个社会的环境我们基督徒应该怎么样来面对圣诞礼物圣诞节呢
in this kind of environment what should we do as christians
好不好让我们在这一切的喧嚣当中让我们一同来 反省反思什么是真正的圣诞节什么是真正的圣诞礼物
So in this chaos, let's reflect together back on the real meaning behind Christmas
来自人的礼物很多时候我们在撕开了那个包装纸以后没多久新鲜劲就没了、
The shiny gifts that we get from other peopleare often quickly forgotten and just left in the corner collecting dust.
往往我们就把它放在一旁，在那里收集灰尘。
They sit in a corner collecting dust.
大家想想，是不是我们是不是收到过很多这样的礼物呢
？Haven't we all received a lot of gifts like that?
其实这些礼物都是可有可无的。
Honestly, we could do without them.
无关要紧，是无关要紧的。
Not quite sure what that means.
It's okay. 唯有来自神的礼物是至关紧要的，不可或缺的。
Only God's gift is truly indispensable.
圣经上说，罗马书第六章二十三节，我们先用中文读一遍，然后我们用英文读一遍，好吧？我们一起来读，好吧？因为罪的工价乃是死。唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生
For the wages of sin is death But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord
大家注意到这节经文里面的这个恩赐其实在英文里面翻译的就是礼物
The term gift in English translates to present
耶稣基督本来是与神同等他本来就是神
Jesus is God He is God's equivalent
但他选择诞生在人间
But he chose to be born among us humans
这就是最有意义的圣诞礼物
This is the most meaningful Christmas present
好不好让我们在这个圣诞节我们就用这节经文一同来反省我们的圣诞礼物是何等的宝贵
Let's use this Bible verse to reflect on how precious this gift is
通过这样的反省也让我们的圣诞节过得更充实更有意义
And together let's make this Christmas even more meaningful
这一礼物为什么宝贵呢
Why is this gift so precious?
因为如果没有它我们都会在与神隔绝的光景当中消失
Because without it we would be eternally separated from God
纵观整本圣经我们看到神用他绝对的能力创造了宇宙万物
From the Bible, we've seen God use His magnificent powers to create the universe.
他按照自己的形象创造了人。
He created man according to His own image.
他把管理世界的责任交付了给人。
And He even gave humans full reign over the earth.
他的本意原本是要祝福人。
God did this so He can bless all of mankind.
与人维系一个亲密的关系，与他们共同享受这个天伦之乐。
So that he can create a very close relation with us and we can become one happy family with him.
但是我们的先祖亚当和夏娃却因为违背神没有听从神的吩咐违背神而犯罪堕落。
But our ancestors Adam and Eve they rebelled against God and for that they had fallen from God's grace.
圣经里面讲到这个罪不单只是那些杀人越货的那些罪行
The sins mentioned here aren't just for murder or theft.
而是指人因为违背神而与神隔绝。
but they include any kind of act against God in rebellion.
因为亚当和夏娃他们代表的是全人类。
Because Adam and Eve represents all of mankind.
所以他们的犯罪堕落导致整个人类与神的关系的断绝。
So their sin separated us all from God.
以至于后来出生的每一个人天生下来本身就是与神隔绝的。
From then on, everyone was born with a sinful nature and because of that, separated from God.
我们天生下来就与神没有关系。
We were born without a relationship with God.
这就是我们的罪性。
This is our sinful nature.
我们说我们生下来就带有罪性，不是说我们从父母那里遗传的一些犯罪的基因。
This isn't because we are born with some inherited sin gene from our parents.
而是我们天生下来就与神隔绝。
But rather because we are born separated from God.
因着这一罪性，最终我们会做出得罪神的这些罪行出来。
Because of the sinful nature, we have sinful tendencies against God.
那有人会说，那小孩子刚生下来，什么都没有做，应该是没有罪的。
Some people might say babies are born without sin because they haven't done anything bad yet.
但是为什么小孩子没有人教，自己就会去做坏事呢？
But why do they do bad things without being taught in the first place?
这就是因为他的罪性所导致的。
This is because of their sinful nature.
就像是一棵苹果树。
It's kind of like an apple tree.
不管它有没有结苹果，它都是苹果树。
Regardless of whether it produces apple fruits, it's still an apple tree.
那也正因为它是苹果树，那就决定了它最终一定会结出苹果出来。
And the fact that it is an apple tree in the first place determines what kind of fruit it bears.
同样的，我们的罪的本性也会导致我们一定会做出得罪神、得罪人的这些罪行出来。
And likewise, because we are sinful people, we will have sinful tendencies.
那些这个罪所换来的代价是什么呢？
So what is the price of these sins?
这里讲到罪的工价。
The Bible mentions the wages of sin.
那正如我们去工作会拿到工钱。
Just like how we will get paid for our work.
这是我们当得的。
We deserve it.
也是必然的。
And it's necessary.
人犯罪离弃了神，也会得到我们当得的必然的一个工价。
Because we have sinned against God, there are also wages of sin that we have to pay.
那这个代价，就我们因犯罪而换来的这个代价，就是永恒的死亡。
And these wages are eternal death.
这里讲到的死，其实就是永远与神隔绝。
The death mentioned here represents eternal separation from God.
圣经里面讲到这个死就是一种分离，就是永远与神隔绝，就是我们罪的工价。
And the separation from God is the wages of sin.
所以这个死是一个非常严重的结果。
And this death is actually a very grave consequence.
我们自己是没有办法脱离这个光景的。
We ourselves cannot resolve this situation.
所以如果没有神的这个礼物，我们就会在永远与神隔绝的光景当中消亡。
And without this gift from God, we will be suffering from eternal death.
这礼物是不是宝贵呢？
So is this gift really precious?
神的这一礼物的宝贵，还在于这是神拯救我们的唯一的一个方法。
God's gift is also really precious because it's the only way we can be saved.
是让我们脱离这个死亡的唯一的方法。
It's the only way that we can avoid eternal death.
神大费周章创造了整个如此浩大的宇宙。
God used his powers to create such a perfect world.
他如此大费周章就是为了要给人安排一个合适的居住的环境。
And the whole purpose behind doing so is to create a more suitable environment for his children.
从此我们就可以看到神对我们的爱是如此的长阔高深。
And so from that we can see how truly deep God's love is for us.
的确，神就是爱。
Indeed, God is love.
慈爱是神的一个重要的特性。
Love is one of God's important attributes.
圣经上说，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
The Bible says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
因为神的这样一个爱。
Because of his love.
即使人犯了罪，他也不会改变他这个本性的。
Just because we sin, that's not going to change this attribute of his.
出于这样的一个本性，他是急于想要与人恢复关系，要修复这个破裂的关系的。
And in fact, because of this attribute, he constantly wants to repair our relationship with him.
那或许你可能会说，那神就不跟人计较就好，人犯了罪他就不计较就好了嘛，何必那么麻烦呢？
Why doesn't God just stop being so nitpicky? Why does it have to be this complicated in the first place?
那这个问题其实问得很好。
This is a really good question.
神之所以没有这样做，
God didn't do this.
也不能这样做。
And he cannot do this.
是因为他还拥有两个很重要的其他的本性。
Because he has two other really important attributes.
他这另外的两个本性之一，一个就是圣洁。
One of them is his holiness.
以赛亚书第六章第三节说到，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
The Bible says, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
所以这个圣哉其实就是圣洁。
So the holy means holy.
Yes. 那神还有另外一个特性，就是公义。
His other attribute is righteousness.
在生命记三十二章第四节说，他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无伪的神，又公义又正直。
Deuteronomy says, He is the rock, His work is perfect. For all His ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is He.
所以我们看到神，他是有慈爱、有圣洁、有公义的特性。
So we see God's three attributes. They are holiness, righteousness, and love.
那既然神是圣洁的，他就不能与半点的罪污混杂在一起。
Because God is holy, he cannot be contaminated by any sort of sin.
正如一滴墨水就会把整盆的清水弄脏一样。
It's like a drop of ink can contaminate a whole bucket of water.
绝对的圣洁也会被一点点的污渍而玷污。
Holiness can also be contaminated by even the tiniest sin.
因着神的这样的一个本性，他是不能接纳有罪的人的。
Because of this, he must be separated from sinful people.
同时呢，因为神又是绝对公义的。
At the same time, because God is righteous.
犯了罪就必须要有惩罚。
He must punish us for our sins.
他不能睁只眼闭只眼，当作没看见。
He can't turn a blind eye and pretend it never happened.
所以他不可能对人的罪是视若无睹。
He cannot ignore our sins.
Good. 所以他对人的罪不能轻描淡写的不予处理。
He cannot just simply ignore our wrongdoings.
所以面对人的犯罪堕落。
So in response to our fallen nature from our sins.
神的这几个特性好像是自相矛盾的。
These three attributes of God seem to contradict each other.
因为他的慈爱，他很想原谅人。
Because he is love, he really wants to forgive us.
他很想与人重新和好。
He really wants to repair our relationship.
但是呢，因为他的圣洁，他却不得不把有罪的人拒之门外。
But because he is holy, he must also separate himself from us.
因为他的慈爱呢，他是不忍心去惩罚人的。
Because he is love, he cannot bring himself to fully punish us for our wrongdoings.
如果因为这是因为如果让我们人去承受这一犯罪所带来的惩罚的话，那将是永远的沉沦。
And that's because if we were to fully accept this punishment, that would be eternal separation from him.
但是因为他的公义，有罪就必须有罚。
But because he's righteous, If you sin, there must be some kind of payment.
没有半点私情可寻的，不能寻私情，不能说就有罪就不罚。
Oh, there can't be any kind of secret favoritisms, any kind of nepotism.
所以神的这三个本性就像是三条平行线，是没有交点的。
So these three attributes are like three parallel lines that don't really intersect.
那这就成了一个千古难题。
And this creates a really hard dilemma.
看上去好像就是神也没有办法解决人因犯罪所导致的问题。
Upon first glance, it looks like even God himself can't resolve these three parallel lines.
人似乎是彻底绝望了。
And it seems like mankind is doomed.
但是神的智慧超出人的智慧。
But God's wisdom is infinitely stronger than man's wisdom.
在人看来是不可能的事情，在神那里总是有答案。
What seems impossible for us is definitely possible for God.
在耶稣基督诞生之前，
Before the birth of Christ,
神给人预备了一个过渡的方法。
God created a way for humans.
就是通过献祭来赎罪。
To use sacrifice, to account for their sins.
世界上各大民族都有献祭的传统。
All the cultures in the world have had some kind of tradition of sacrifice.
在旧约圣经里面就很清楚地列出了献祭的方式和目的。
The Old Testament clearly lays out the method and purpose of sacrifice.
献祭的一个重要的用途就是通过宰杀祭牲，让它流血死去，然后呢，就意味着这个祭牲代替了我们人犯罪所承受的那个惩罚。
One of the main purposes of sacrifice is so that we can shed another animal's blood to account for our own sins.
就意表着把人的罪归在了这个动物身上。
And this represents the transfer of our sins onto them.
这就是替罪羊的概念。
And this is the origin of the scapegoat.
通过这些替罪的祭牲，人就可以暂时免受惩罚。
Through this sacrifice, man can temporarily avoid full punishment.
但是动物毕竟是动物。
But animals are in fact animals.
他们的生命价值与人的生命价值是不可同日而语的。
Their value of life is not equivalent to humans' values.
所以这样的献祭赎罪只能是暂时的。
And because of this, animal sacrifices are only a temporary fix.
而且是需要不断重复的。
And it needs to be repeated.
为了要彻底解决人的问题。
In order to fully take into account this problem.
神所预备的最终答案就是耶稣基督。
God gave the ultimate solution, which is Jesus Christ.
他本来是与神同等，与神同在。
He is equivalent to God.
他自己就是神。
And he is God.
但他却选择了以人的方式出生在世上。
But he chose to be born like a human on earth.
这就是圣诞。
This is Christmas.
就是神出生在人间。
Which is Christ being born among us humans.
神与人同在。
God is with us.
因为耶稣基督是由神而来。
Because Christ comes from God.
由神而出。
He comes from God.
所以他被称为神的独生子。
So he is called God's only son.
他为什么要这样做呢？
So why did he choose to be like this?
原因他就是要来替人赎罪。
Because he wanted to take, he wanted to be our sacrifice.
在第一个圣诞节，之后30年左右的时间，
About 30 years after the first Christmas,
耶稣开始在民众当中宣讲天国的福音。
Jesus started spreading the gospel.
他规劝人悔改归向神。
Persuading people to repent and return to God.
所以当时有个为他预备道路的一个叫施洗约翰的人，他看到耶稣的时候。
When Baptist John saw Jesus,
他就开宗明义地宣告说。
He proclaimed.
他说看啊，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他是要来除去世人罪孽的。
He came here so that he could take away the sin of the world.
又过了大概三年左右的时间。
After another 30 years.
Three years,
I can count.
耶稣作为一个完全无辜的人，他被犹太领袖冤屈，然后最后被交由罗马帝国钉死在十字架上。
Jesus, as an innocent person, he was mistreated by Jewish leaders and passed off to the Romans who nailed him to the cross.
他的死就像是被宰杀的祭牲一样。
His death was the ultimate sacrifice.
替代了我们所有人原本因为自己犯罪所要承受的那个惩罚。
He took on all of our sins and all of our consequences.
他成为了那位终极的替罪的羔羊。
And he became the ultimate scapegoat.
因为他原本就是神。
Because he is God.
所以呢，他的生命价值是远超出我们所有人生命价值的总和的。
The value of his life is greater than the value of all of our lives combined.
所以他不单只可以为我们所有人赎罪。
So not only can he redeem everyone.
而且还可以一次过的赎清所有人全部的罪。
But he can also redeem us all at once.
过去的罪、现在的罪、将来的罪，可以一次性的全然赎清。
And this will account for our past sins, our present sins, and even our future sins.
因着耶稣基督死在十字架上。
Because Christ died on the cross,
罪得到了惩罚。
Our sins were accounted for.
这就满足了神公义的特性。
This satisfies, God's righteous attribute.
那耶稣在十字架上所流出来的血也起到了一个遮盖的作用。
The blood that Christ shed on the cross also concealed our sins.
从此神看到的我们不再是那个污秽的个体。
When God looks at us, he no longer sees the muddy people that we are because of our sins.
而是看到我们身上所蒙的基督的血。
But instead, he sees the blood of Christ.
他就可以算我们为无罪。
So that we may too count as innocent.
所以呢，他与我们同在，也无碍于他圣洁的特性。
So he can be with us without violating his attribute of holiness.
因着他的公义和圣洁的特性都得到了满足。
Because righteousness and holiness have both been satisfied.
他就可以张开怀抱，重新的拥抱我们。
God can open up his embrace again and reestablish a close relationship with us.
与我们再次建立那亲密的关系。
And repair a close relationship with us.
这就让他的慈爱的特性也得到大大的彰显。
And this further underscores God's love for us too.
所以神的这三个特性在耶稣基督的十字架上找到了焦点。
And so God's three parallel lines, his three attributes, find their intersection at the cross.
或许当今的世人越来越蔑视这一神拯救人的方法。
Perhaps people today view the story differently.
把这样的一个方法当作是愚拙。
They view the story of Christ with scorn.
但这正是神的智慧远远超出人的智慧的所在。
But this represents God's infinite wisdom.
这也是能够满足神的这三个主要特性的唯一的方法。
And this is the only way that can satisfy all three characteristics of God.
所以这里这些经文上说，唯有神的恩赐。
The Bible says the only gift of God.
表明这个方法是独一的。
Represents that this gift is individual, it's unique.
没有任何其他的方法可以用来修复我们与神之间的关系。
No other gift on earth can do something like this.
所以这个礼物是不是宝贵呢？
So indeed, this gift is very precious.
我们刚才讲到，如果没有这礼物，我们将会在与神隔绝的光景当中永远消亡。
As we mentioned before, without this gift, we would be eternally separated from God.
这里我们可以看到，这样的一个救赎是一个唯一的可以使我们与神恢复关系的唯一的途径。
And so because of this, this is the only method that we can reestablish our relation with God.
这一礼物是不是宝贵呢？
Isn't this gift so precious?
因耶稣给我们带来的是因为耶稣死在十字架上给我们带来的这样一个救赎，是神要赐给我们的圣诞礼物。
This is God's gift to us.
这礼物已经献上了。
And this gift has actually already been given to us.
你要怎么做，这礼物才会是变成你的呢？
So what can you do to make this gift yours?
我们需要别人给我们送礼物，我们需要把它接过来，这礼物才算是我们的。
When others give you a gift, you have to personally accept that gift to make it yours.
那这个礼物才会对我们有意义。
In order for this gift to be truly meaningful.
也因为这是一份礼物。
And because this is a gift.
所以呢，我们是不需要，也不可能靠自己的努力来赚取。
We cannot rely on our own hard work to obtain this gift.
你不能去赚取一份礼物的，对不对？
You can't really go about obtaining a gift.
我们所要做的就是把它接过来。
So all we need to do is just accept it.
圣经告诉我们说，我们只要口里相信，心里承认，耶稣是我们的救主，他就会进入到我们的生命里面。
All we need to do, according to the Bible, is to proclaim our faith, admit that God is our Savior, and He will enter into our lives and cover all of our sins.
他就会遮盖我们一切的过犯。
He will cover all of our sins.
成为我们的主。
And become our only Lord.
请留意这里。这里讲到我们的主。
Please remember, this is our God that we're talking about.
你必须要亲自的去接受这一份礼物，才会成为你的主。
You have to personally accept this gift yourself in order for it to be yours.
别人不能代替你去接受的。
Other people cannot substitute this for you.
你家里纵然有再多的基督徒，你即便是没有缺席过任何一次的主日的敬拜，
Even if your entire family are Christians and you haven't skipped a single Sunday service,
如果你不亲自的去接受这份礼物的话，
If you yourself don't personally accept God's gift for you,
耶稣基督还是别人的主，
Jesus will still be other people's God.
他的救赎还是与你无关，
He is still irrelevant to you.
你还是生活在过犯罪恶当中。
And you'll still live a sinful life.
无法体验到他定义要赐给你的那份祝福。
With no way to fully experience the blessings that he has in store for you.
当然，那个将来的结局仍然是与神永远的隔绝。
And the result is eternal separation from God.
但是只要你愿意把这个礼物接过来，
But as long as you are willing to accept this gift,
耶稣就成为了你的救主。
Jesus will become your savior.
你一切的过犯都被耶稣钉在十字架上所受的那个惩罚而一笔勾销。
And all your wrongs will be nailed to the cross with him and be forgiven.
你就可以重新进入到神的怀抱，与他永远同在。
You can go into God's embrace again and be with him forever.
这就是这节经文里面讲到的永生。
This is the mentioned eternal life in the Bible.
永生就是永远与神同在。
Eternal life is eternally with God.
所以我们可以看到这份礼物，它所表达的爱是何等的深厚。
So we can see how this gift reflects God's deep love.
它的功用是何其的浩大。
It's such a powerful presence.
而且对我们来说是完全免费的。
And it's technically free.
它是不是宝贵异常呢？
Isn't it different from all the other gifts?
是不是完全不同于世上所有其他的礼物呢？
Isn't it unusually precious too?
它是不是值得我们由衷的渴望得到呢？
And isn't it worth our sincerest desires?
接受了这一礼物，除了可以让我们在永恒里找到归宿以外，
Accepting this gift not only gives us eternal home,
还可以彻底改变我们的人生。
But it also has the potential to change our entire lives.
让我们经历到神的祝福和带领。
And it lets us experience God's blessings and His love.
好多年前，我认识这么一对夫妇。
Many years ago, I knew this couple.
丈夫和妻子可以说是郎才女貌。
We can say they were a perfect pair for each other.
年轻有为。
They were young and promising.
丈夫自小就是天才儿童。
The husband, ever since he was young, he has always been very talented.
他20岁出头就在美国名牌大学拿到了博士学位。
When he was 20-something, he got his PhD from a top-tier university in the U.S.
那妻子呢，也是来自于国内顶尖的医学院。
His wife also came from a famous Chinese medical school.
从事着尖端的医学研究。
And did cutting edge research.
看上去他们实在是非常的般配，令人羡慕不已。
From the outside, they looked so perfect and so admirable.
但是实际情况却远非如此。
But in actuality, they were far from that.
他们因为各自的脾气时常吵闹。
Because of their clashing personalities, they fought an unbelievable amount.
有时甚至是闹腾得不可开交。
It was often not resolvable.
他们去找这个婚姻咨询专家，试图找到答案。
They went to marriage counseling to look for an answer.
他们希望通过这些咨询能够改善他们的夫妻关系。
They were hoping that they would find some sort of solution through this.
但他们得到的建议。
But instead, they received.
居然是你们还待在一起干什么呢？比你们情况好得多的都早就已经离了。
Instead, the marriage counselor said, "Why are you guys still together? There are plenty of other couples better than you who have already divorced."
可见他们当时的情况是何等的糟糕。
So you can see from this how dire their situation was.
也可见他们当时是何等的无助。
And how helpless their situation was.
所以就是在这个婚姻即将破碎之际。
It was during the verge of a full-out divorce.
他们想到了曾经去过的教会。
When they remembered a church that they had once gone to.
所以呢，他们就抱着试试看的这样的一个态度来到了我们的团契。
So they came back to that fellowship with the mindset of let's see where this goes.
在那里，他与我们一起学习这位耶稣。
They studied Jesus with us.
也就是这一神所赐给我们的礼物。
Which is God's gift to us.
后来他们就接受了这一礼物。
Later they accepted the gift.
他们邀请耶稣基督进入到他们的生命里面。
And invited Jesus into their lives.
以掌管他们的生命。以掌管管理他们的生命。
Oh, and allowed him to control, to guide their lives.
也管理他们的婚姻。
And to guide their marriage as well.
从此他们就不再一样。
From then on out, they were never the same.
婚姻也迎来了转机。
Their marriage took a complete 180.
他们不但没有离婚。
Not only did they avoid divorce.
还蒙神祝福，营造了一个幸福的家庭。
But they also received God's blessing with open arms and created a happy family.
也让两个孩子在健康的家庭环境中成长。
And their kids were raised in a very healthy family relationship, environment.
也各自成为了出色的年轻人。
And the kids became very promising young adults as well.
这对夫妇现在仍然在热心地侍奉主。
This couple is still happily serving God.
这一切都是源自于他们勇于接受神的圣诞礼物。
And this all came from their willingness to accept God's gift.
每个愿意真心接受这一礼物的人。
Everyone who is equally willing.
虽然不一定会经历到那对夫妇一样那种波澜壮阔的那种改变。
Although they might not experience quite a dramatic change in their life.
但确定，我所能够确定是，每一个这样接受这个礼物的人，也必然能够经历到不再一样的生命。
I promise it will still be life changing.
对我自己而言。
As for myself.
接受这一礼物，以及之后所经历到的那些改变都是在平淡无奇当中发生的。
I accepted, or we may accept Christ through a less turbulent time in our lives.
我在二十多年前的一个十二月二十六号来到美国的。
I arrived in the U.S. about 20 years ago on December 26th.
刚好在圣诞节之后那一天。
Which was right after Christmas.
在这之前，我从来没有接触过基督信仰。
Prior to this, I had really no knowledge of Christ.
但是来了美国以后，我结识到了一班基督徒。
But after coming here, I met some Christians.
我深深地被他们的生活形态所吸引。
And I was deeply fascinated by their lives.
他们那种无私的爱深深地打动了我。
Their unconditional love was deeply moving for me.
让我非常的好奇，非常的向往。
And I was very curious and wanting to learn more about this.
他们就向我介绍这位耶稣基督。
They introduced Christ to me.
他们告诉我说，他们的这种生活的品质，完全就是因为认识了这位救主而导致的。
And they attributed their good deeds to this gift of God.
于是呢，我就自然而然的也接受了这一份礼物。
And so I also came to accept this gift.
现在回头看来，这一礼物着实宝贵。
In retrospect, this was such a precious present.
来到美国以后，我得到了许多的东西。
After coming to America, I obtained many things.
学位、财富、家庭、安逸等等。
education degree, wealth, family, comfort, etc.
但却没有一样东西可以与这一礼物相提并论。
But none of these could compare to the gift of Christ.
接受耶稣这一礼物给我带来最大的改变。
The biggest difference I saw in my life was.
就是这一信仰给我带来了一个全新的人生的目标。
My new life goal.
过去只知道为自己而活。
Before, I knew only to live for myself.
总是试图在这个世界上多抓多取。
I only knew to get as much as I could out of the world, and everything was done with my own interest in mind.
一切都是以得到自己最大的利益为准则。
I put myself at the center of everything.
在信主以后，我开始意识到，以自我为中心就是罪。
Since accepting Christ, I found that putting myself in the middle was a sin.
也感受到了神赐给我的一个更高的目标。
But God gave me a higher goal.
我意识到他把我放置在这个世上，并且给予我许多的祝福。
I realized he put me on this earth and gave me all these things, not for my only enjoyment.
不是让我独自享受的。
Not for my only enjoyment, but instead to bless others.
就是让我成为他人的祝福。
Instead to bless others.
我有这么一位属灵的辅导。
I had this religious counselor.
他曾经对我有许多的关心，在生活上给我很多的关心。
Who cared for me a lot?
帮助我度过了许多的难关。
And helped me get through many tough times.
那有一次在闲聊的时候，我就问起他。
One time in our conversation, I asked him.
我希望知道以后可以怎么样来报答他。
How can I ever repay you?
他对我说。
He told me.
他说你不需要报答我，只要你将来有了能力，你就同样去帮助其他的人就好。
You don't need to repay me. Just once you can, go out and help others.
通过这样的一个回答，我意识到了这也是神对每一个基督徒的一个期盼。
His response made me realize that this is also God's hope for all His children.
我们从神那里得到恩惠，我们就去帮助其他人。
We receive God's
grace.
Grace. Gift.And so we want to spread this to other people as well.
这样的一个理念完全改变了我的人生轨迹。
This completely changed my life's trajectory.
让我跳出了自我的狭隘。
It broadened my narrow mind.
从而也能够更好地体验我存在这个世界上，我活在这个世界上应该有什么样的意义。
And really helped me understand the reason behind my existence.
接受耶稣这一礼物，神也赐给了我前所未有的信心和勇气。
By accepting this gift, I also found a faith and courage that I had never had before.
我从前是极度自卑内向的。
I was once a timid introvert.
我从来不会主动与陌生人搭腔的。
I would never initiate conversations with strangers.
更不会在公共场合说话的。
Much less speak in public.
在来美国的途中，还在飞机上，我的心里面其实就是七上八下。
When I was on the plane en route to America, I was extremely nervous.
我想着在美国读完书以后要找工作的话，要去面试。
Thinking about how you have to go through interviews to get a job in America.
我想着我绝对没有这个胆量去完成这个面试。
And I thought there was no way that I would muster up this courage.
所以我是带着一片的迷茫来到了美国。unknown to the future.
Okay.
Not knowing the future.
So I came with a very doubtful and uncertain mindset.
Very good. 那在信主以后没多久。
Shortly after I accepted Christ.
就我来美国以后几个月我就信主。
I accepted Christ a few months after I came to America.
那有一个机会呢，我与一班美国基督徒学生一起去参加一个培训营。
There was this opportunity that I had, and I could go on to this training camp with a bunch of fellow American Christians.
其中作为培训的项目，就是我们每个周末要两个两个的出去找陌生的人传福音。
One of our assignments was to go out in pairs and to spread the gospel.
从中我经历到了来自神的勇气。
From this, I experienced a God-given courage.
我当时用结结巴巴的英语 去跟一些陌生人讲我自己的见证。
In broken English, I stuttered out my testimony to a bunch of strangers.
居然也有人信主。
And somehow people converted.
我就深深地体会到，有神同在就不需要害怕。
I understood exactly the meaning behind not needing to fear as long as God is with you.
于是渐渐地就放胆在教会里面侍奉神。
So I began to serve more and more at church.
也就不再害怕。
No longer afraid.
这种来自于神的勇气也潜移默化到了我的待人处事以及在面对工作的这些挑战的这样的情形当中。
This kind of courage also percolated into my work life.
让我在信仰内外都蒙祝福。
And I was blessed both inside and outside the church.
我今天成为怎么样的一个人，与自己成为基督徒那个决定是息息相关的。
The person that I am today is much owed to my journey of becoming a Christian.
你想要生命得到改变吗？
Do you want to change your life today?
接受耶稣基督这一宝贵的礼物就是一个开始。
You can start by accepting God's gift to you.
盼望在这样的一个圣诞佳节，你能蒙此祝福。
I hope that this Christmas you can also accept these blessings.
对于我们当中的基督徒，
For us Christians,
我们已经接受了这一礼物。
We've already accepted this gift.
我们有没有体验到这一礼物的宝贵呢？
Have we realized how precious this gift can be?
我们有没有体验到这一宝贵的礼物是可以应用在我们每一天的生活当中，给我们生命带来改变呢？
Have we realized that we can use this gift daily and bring changes among our daily lives?
如果我们经历到这个礼物的宝贵，我们应该怎么做呢？
What can we do to experience these blessings?
好不好？让我们去分享这一礼物。
Let's go and spread this gift to others.
好不好？让我们在这个圣诞节，没有接受过这礼物的，首先我们要接受这一礼物，因为这是我们一生当中所能够接受到的最宝贵的礼物。
This Christmas we have to first accept the gift, which is the most precious gift we can ever receive.
好不好？让我们每一个基督徒，我们接受了这一礼物，我们就去分享这一礼物。
And after we accept it, let's go out and share it.
这是我们可以送给别人的最宝贵的礼物。
This is also the most precious gift we can share to others.
这是我们这一生最美好的祝福。
This is the best blessing in life.
好不好？让我们在这个圣诞节，我们一同来反省。
Let's reflect together on this Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
让我们立志接受这礼物，让我们去分享这一礼物。
Let us accept the gift and let us share this gift.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's all bow our heads in prayer.
我们在天上的父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你赐给我们耶稣基督这一宝贵的礼物。
We thank you for the gift of Christ.
我们祈求你帮助我们在这样的一个圣诞节对这个礼物有更多的反省。
I pray that you will help us find more meaning behind this gift during Christmas.
让我们勇于接受这一礼物。
Let us willingly accept it.
也让我们勇于去分享这一礼物。
And let us willingly share this gift.
愿你帮助我们。
May you help us, Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. 谢谢薛东长老啊，给我们这个美好的信息。啊，请问在座的弟兄姊妹们，今天收到礼物了吗？圣诞节。
Thank you, Elder Tennyson, for his message today. I'd like to ask you all, have we all accepted this gift?
不管你收到多少个，或者